Okay.
Mandy,
Hello, Katie.
how are you?
I'm great. How are you this morning?
I'm doing good. I've been up for a while, but we'll talk about that in a minute. But I'm great.
Good. Good, good,
I'm
good.
great.
Yeah. The nephew said something about, well, you sent me a meme at like 3 hours ago. Did you not sleep well? I said it's called perimenopause, son. It's called perimenopause.
Yeah, we're gonna talk a lot about sleep today, I have a feeling.
Yeah, that's why I was in Auburn. And I would just like to report back
Please do.
that I have survived a college bar at age 50.
Kudos to you. Gold medal to you.
Thank you. Thank you. When the nephew's friends text and say they want you to go out with them,
You go.
you go. We went to 17 in Auburn,
Okay.
which, listen, has nothing on Daryl's in Macon, Georgia, circa 1995.
Mean,
But it is a college bar and I am 50. I couldn't decide what I wanted to order because, typically you go with beer in such a place. But I just didn't want to feel that full, right? And so I said, well, can I have a gin and tonic? And the bartender says, we don't have tonic, we have
Shocker.
soda. And that's when I knew I just needed to shift. All the gears. We are in a bar that does not have tonic. Okay. I'll just take a Michelob Ultra. Thank you. So yeah, and then we sat at the bar and had a lovely time, meeting many of Will's fraternity brothers, and then all of a sudden this guy that was in a big group behind us runs into Will and then immediately says, sorry. That kid booted, and we turn around, and indeed, a child
Vomit.
had vomited on the floor of the bar immediately behind us, and we sat there. We sat there. The bouncers removed said child. There was another child with his shirt off. I thought he would have been the one who vomited. No, he had been vomited upon. The vomiteur had immediately been removed. Yeah, it was good times. It was good times. Went to the bathroom.
Think in all my time, which I didn't go to Mercer, but I did spend some time at Daryl's. I don't think I was ever vomited upon at Daryl's.
I can say, yeah. No, and Daryl's had tonic.
Yeah, and
Yeah, and some really awesome chicken fingers, if we're being honest.
yes, indeed.
Fried mushrooms, stellar.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, so then I went to the bathroom. It was funny. I told Will, I said, I've got to go to the bathroom. And I got up. Well, he got up with me and escorted me to the bathroom, which tickled me.
So sweet.
The bathrooms, I will say these bathrooms were probably better than the Daryl's bathroom, which I can expertly attest to because I did spend some time on the floor of the Daryl's bathroom on
Yes.
my 21st birthday.
Yes.
But these bathrooms, the toilets were metal.
Oh, like a prison.
Sorry. Welcome to my life.
Okay.
She's gone away, so hopefully y'all can't continue to hear her.
Yeah, I can't
Okay.
hear. Yeah.
The toilets were metal and had no seats.
Like a prison.
It was sort of like a urinal situation, I
In
will
the
say. I
girls'
only went.
bathroom.
Only went to the bathroom once, thank you. Yeah, but so that was our Friday night, which was stellar fun. We also walked around downtown, which I had never done. So we ate at the Irritable Bowel. BAO, Irritable Bowel.
Okay. Okay.
Had some delicious shrimp buns
Okay.
at the Irritable Bowel. Under a sign, a neon sign that says send nudes, NOODS.
Okay.
They were big on the puns at the Irritable Bowel. And then we
I
went.
mean, look, if I'm going to own a restaurant, I love a joke. I do. I love a joke. I love a pun. I love an innuendo. But if I'm going to own a restaurant, I'm not going to use a diarrhea
And as the
innuendo.
name of the restaurant, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Seems like bad marketing.
Unless you're in a college town, and
Unless
then
you're
it's
in a college.
perfect. Perfect. Yeah, and then we went to Tumors and I got a lemonade, and Will
Good.
got some oatmeal pie ice cream, which he says is the best ice cream he's ever had.
Okay.
And then we met the fellas out. Then they kept talking about they were going to go to Skybar, and I was like, okay, well, I'll go. And then they decided not to go, and I'm like, no, I'm out. I've sat here long enough.
Yeah.
And Will was like, are you sure you're okay to drive home? Yes, son, I've had two Michelob Ultras in the span of 3.5 hours, and somebody vomited behind me. I'm good, I promise.
That sobered me right quick.
That was Friday, and then Saturday we got up and we went to Byron's Smokehouse, I think
Okay.
is the name of it, for breakfast. It was delicious.
Okay.
And then went to the game. Shall we talk about the game now or
We
later?
can. Yeah. We can. It, yes.
So, just a reminder, Auburn paid Mercer like $500,000 to
A
come
lot.
play there. And that's why Mercer's there, is to make some money and expose the children that go to Mercer
Yep.
to an SEC experience. So when we came out,
The words that came out of my mouth during that first half, I'm not
can
sure
you
some
hear
of them are
yourself?
legal. I can't.
Okay. Sorry, I can't hear you, but she's carrying on.
Oh no.
Okay. The words that came out of your mouth?
Or it should have been illegal in some states, I'm sure. I mean, it was, I mean, I don't expect this season especially, I don't expect miracles. I don't expect stellar performances against Alabama and Georgia, but Mercer.
Boy, Will looked at me. He goes, oh my God, we're going to lose to Mercer.
Yeah, I thought that I said that sentence too, Will. Said the same damn sentence more than once.
Well, I will say
Oh,
that my friend Kelly very kindly gave us her season tickets, which are in the end zone. I don't know which end zone,
the one
but
under the
which.
Jumbotron or the one facing the Jumbotron?
The newer Jumbotron under the newest
Okay.
Jumbotron. I'm glad y'all can't hear the cacophony of dogs
Yeah.
that's happening right now. Anyhooty, yeah, so we were sitting there, and you'll remember, first of all, Auburn came out, and Deuce from Lucedale, Mississippi, home, the ancestral home of the Caldwells.
Yes.
So I was very excited
Of
for
course,
young
this
Deuce
is
from the
great.
Luce.
Yes.
His first snap ever in a game, he scored a touchdown.
I mean, loved it.
But then we come out
Then,
and we score. But I can't believe y'all cannot hear this noise going.
a little bit in the background, but not really. Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
I'm just letting them bark. This,
Yeah.
which is what I've been doing for 3 days,
Yeah.
2 days, however long I've been here. But yeah, so then we came out, and so we're sitting in the end zone, and I had on jeans and a black t-shirt and an orange Mercer hat, which can be easily confused with navy and orange, right? Will had on his overalls because, of course, he did.
He does not
And
listen to this podcast, apparently.
yeah. And so when we like we had a great reception and the kid ran like probably to the 50-yard line, and I didn't scream, I didn't do anything, I just stood up with my hand in the air is all I did, and then I sat back down. And then after we scored the second touchdown, again, I wasn't yelling, I wasn't making, I was maybe I said woo-hoo, but I stood up with my arm in there and I kind of looked around. Katie, if looks could kill, I would be dead
I'm so
50
sorry.
times, 50 times. And I finally said, and I heard the woman behind me say, well, she does have a Mercer hat on. And I turned around and I go, you cannot hate me. You
It's
cannot
Mercer.
hate me. It's
Hate
Mercer.
the team for losing to Mercer at
Right?
any
I'm sorry.
point in the game.
I'm sorry, not sorry,
Take
that your team
responsibility
sucks
for our
bad
actions. God.
enough. Right? Like, you can't hate me. I'm
No.
the one there from the tiny little school
I
who
know.
just scored a touchdown. Like, we couldn't. I was real excited when we almost scored a field goal against
Right.
Alabama. I'm sorry, we've just scored two touchdowns against y'all. You can kiss my ass. Of course,
Yeah,
I'm on somebody
of
else.
course.
So anyway, they settled down eventually. Of
Eventually.
course, then y'all kicked our ass. So it
Yeah.
was, of course, they settled down. But yeah, it was funny. It was, but that, yeah, that first quarter was fun. Was fun.
Ooh, the words.
But yeah, then y'all, I kept telling Will, I was like, look, you're fine. It doesn't matter. I was like, you
Yeah.
guys, sorry, you guys are not even starting your starting quarterback. And even still, like, the athletes y'all are going to have on the field are just standing there are better than our athletes. Like, you're fine. Mercy, listen, settle down. Settle down.
I mean, how is that going?
Okay, so then Sunday got up and headed to Birmingham and picked up Miss Mercy. She's a sweet girl. She's been very patient with Gracie, the puppy. But she is a mess. She was an owner surrender, so she's obviously been in a house before, and she's house trained and walks real well on the leash, all that, rode well in the car. But she's obviously been abused,
Oh
and so she's
no.
got some anxiety.
Oh. Yeah, I know how that goes.
The nephew's coming down from
Hey,
upstairs. I thought she spent the night at
tell him I
Colton.
say War Eagle.
Thank you. Sorry, we had to come down here for the internet reception. Good morning. Mercy says good morning. Can hear it at all?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Yeah. Come tell Katie hi.
Hey, Will, War Eagle.
Hey, okay, sit. Settle down.
So she's
Sorry,
obviously good with men.
y'all. So yeah, her craziness is her craziness is, buddy, I didn't bring her leash down here, but I can go get it. She barks at people in the house. She's fine with strangers, but like when he just came down the stairs, she's like, no. But it's mainly because she wants more attention. But anyway, we're working through that.
Good.
But yeah, currently little baby Gracie's in her crate barking her head off.
Yeah, I bet it's wild.
So Will's like, what do I do now? So that's
So,
what we've been
do we
doing.
know, was it owner surrender like?
I think it was because she, and I think this was at least her second owner. She's got some allergies. And so she has some skin issues.
That's nothing insurmountable.
Well, if it's just, it can be expensive. And
Oh,
so that was the issues that he couldn't
okay.
afford. Can we pause just
Of
1 second
course,
and
of
let me go
course.
get her leash so he
Yes,
doesn't
of
have to deal with
course.
both of them?
Yes. Oh, you got a heap of something going on over there.
Listen, it's good. We're good. We're good. It may have been about this time yesterday. No, it was a little later. It was just before Will and I went and met our friend Charlotte for lunch, where I finally just stood in the kitchen and went, "Shut the
So, does
Will."
Mercy get along with other dogs?
Yes,
Okay,
she,
good.
yeah, she's very good. The problem is, she's 70 pounds and Gracie's what, 15? And so they'll play, but I just am afraid to let them go until they're done, because I'm not sure they would ever be done. And Mercy has body slammed Gracie a time or two, because Gracie doesn't stop. Gracie just keeps coming. And so she's very sweet and patient and appropriate with Gracie, but she's just bigger. And plus we just don't know her well enough to know that she won't eventually snap. So just, yeah.
Like mine
Just
does.
have to be careful. So, anywho, here we are. Here we are.
Mercy, me.
Exactly. Mercy me. But yeah, the other thing I was just wanted to say is it dawned on me yesterday. So our friend Charlotte, who is originally Julie's friend Charlotte, invited Will and me to lunch yesterday.
That's so
And I just
nice.
thought, that's, you know what, that's the perfect way to nurture community, nurture friendships, is to be the one to reach out. So I would encourage y'all, if you have time in the next little bit, to ask somebody who you wouldn't necessarily occur to you, who's not like in your inner circle, like somebody in your wider community. Ask them to lunch or go have a coffee or go have a drink or something, because that's the way we do that.
I love
So,
that.
kudos to Charlotte.
Kudos. Did y'all
So,
have
what's
a
going
nice
on?
lunch? Where
Yeah,
did you go somewhere fun?
went and had sushi.
Oh, I love sushi.
Me too. It seemed like a perfect pre-Thanksgiving
It is.
outing. So,
From irritable bowel to sushi.
yep. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. You take the girl out of the beach, and she's going to want some ethnic food, because all she can get at home is, grouper and grits.
There we
So,
go.
yeah. Katie, looks like you're in your mountain retreat.
I am, and the pretty view is to my right. Just the way the kitchen is set up, you see the other part of the cabinet. It's just a beautiful place. It rained all day yesterday, so I didn't really go sit out there because it's still kind of chilly and rainy. I didn't want to, but today I'm going to spend a lot of time out on the deck, overlooking the river. And when I first got here, I was sitting out there, and two flocks of geese flew by down the river. It was really, really nice. So it's just a beautiful place. And this is getting to be the busy season for all of us who are pastors and just in life and in general. I'm taking a little time away before it gets started. I think not waiting until I'm knee deep and crazy is really probably the best thing I've done for myself in a while, is knowing that this is coming. So I'm going to go ahead and take a little time for myself beforehand. It's been great. It's been quiet. It's been nice. I do have an extra traveler with me. My friend Jennifer needed me to keep Biscuit, her dog. This is her house, so I was like, of course I will bring your dog with me. And Biscuit, if you've seen Wicked, Biscuit is like a Toto. But he's old and a grumpy man. And so but he's very he sleeps all the time, like he's asleep back there on the couch, just going at it. Honey is fine with Biscuit, but she is not gonna be his best friend in the whole world. She just looks at him like, what is this thing? And I'm gonna avoid it at all cost. And I am my mother's dog, and so I will be on top of her at all times, so Biscuit knows who belongs to who around here. But it's been good. They don't mind each other. So we've had a good time. It is cute to me that their names are Honey Biscuit.
I love that.
Not cute, but they're very sweet. So it's just us, and we're just up here. I'll be up here through Thanksgiving. People are like, "Oh my God, you're gonna be by yourself on Thanksgiving." Yes, I am. Yes, I am. And I know it's not my week for food, but you know what I did last night for dinner that was really, really good? I got the Trader Joe's naan and smeared some of the homemade boursin that I've talked about on here on it and had it
Yeah.
with my frozen lasagna that I put in the oven last night. And let me tell you, that was
Delicious.
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 It was delicious. So yeah,
Will
that's
and I hit
what
up
I'm doing.
Trader Joe's yesterday and they've started putting out some of their Christmas stuff.
Oh, but I got two dogs, so I don't know if I'm gonna Trader Joe's.
Yeah.
I did stop at Jaymore and grab some snacks. Like, I'm not doing anything. Like, we talked about it last week. I'm gonna cook next week when I get back and do kind of a Thanksgiving-y thing when I'm at home and have my own stuff and, you know, don't have to schlep things around. So, but I'm just happy as a clam up here, getting some quiet time. I'm watching The Americans, which still remains, oh my gosh. And I feel like the theme throughout all of Keri Russell's shows are her hair. I mean, the wigs in The Americans, and then we've talked about how her character, another character in The Diplomat, is her hair. You know, so I just feel like her hair is my love language these days. So, again, I encourage you, if you have not watched The Americans, watch the show. It is so good, and it only is
I'm
getting.
not sure my sister has watched it, and she I'm due for a rewatch.
It's
So
really,
that may
really
be
good.
what we do post
Yes.
post
Yes.
what's the name of the surgery she's
Thank.
having?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I don't know.
Hysterectomy.
Oh,
She's having
good for
hysterectomy.
her. Get it gone. Get
Right?
that shit out. Gosh, the best thing I ever did for myself. But yeah, that will be a great watch for
Maybe that'll
that.
be our activity.
Yes. So the other thing, my dad has made a friend in Vienna. He's a retired attorney as well and judge. And turns out they know a lot of the same people, shocker. And dad actually tried a case in front of him at one point and they figured all that out. My friend is like almost 90. No, he's 83. He's 83. And, so they're kind of contemporaries. So dad came down to have lunch with one of my people, which if you know my parents, this is a dangerous habit. But anyway, dad came down and brought some of my things that they had at their house. And one of the things he brought was a new Christmas tree for me. They had only used it once. It's a fake Christmas tree. It's gigantic. It fits in my big vaulted ceiling living room very well. But let me tell you, here's what it has. It has lights that are set where punch a button and it'll be colored lights and then it'll be white and they'll be blinky. And I know I don't want the blinky. I know I don't want the blinky because that's annoying. But I'm typically a white light girl for my Christmas tree. I'm a very traditional white light girl. But I have the opportunity to be colored lights if I would like. So, what are your thoughts, people? I want some input here. Should I try it every once in a while?
Should we're very we're colored lights in the
Oh,
Caldwell household.
you are?
We
Okay.
are.
All
My
right.
tree at the beach has white lights, but the
Okay.
real Christmas trees are all colored
Colored.
lights.
Okay. Well, I will definitely try that when I get home. It comes in this, it's a great tree because it's easy to put together and it comes in this case that has wheels. And so I could just roll it down the hall and put it in the closet.
Very nice.
So it was out in the living room. And so I put it up and fluffed it. It is not decorated. It did come with a wayward ornament from my parents' house that I'm not giving back because it's from my childhood. So it does have one ornament on it, but that's only because it came with
There you go.
it. But I will do that when I get back. But I will try those colored lights every once in a while. We'll see how we like it.
I think
I
you
love it.
should. Yep.
The other thing I saw today on the Today Show, because you know, Biscuit gets up at 5:15.
Yeah. biscuit.
I've been up for a while.
Gotta make the biscuits.
Gotta make the biscuits with biscuits. So I've been up for a while and I actually watched the Today Show. And what they had on there, Mandy, I know you'll be interested in this, is that the Olympic torch is now lit and headed to the Winter Olympics
Already.
already.
That's exciting.
I know. I was so
Did
excited.
they
It was.
have one of those little squiggly things in the corner that you
Right. No,
scan
but they
and
had to do it inside because it was so windy and cold in Greece. So they did the
okay.
big weird ceremony with the women in the toga dresses, and they, but it's lit.
This were they the same dresses?
Yes, same
Okay.
dresses. Yeah.
Okay.
And the little, there was a Greek rower who was the first one to take the torch from the goddess of whoever that was. And he was kneeling before her. It was all kind of weird. But
All right, the torch
that's
is
all
lit.
right. The torch is lit. And I'm so excited. This is next year's Olympic year, which you know just makes, if you've listened for longer than 5 minutes, you know that makes Mandy and I very, very happy. So I'm really excited about it. So yay, the torch is lit.
Very exciting.
I know.
Very exciting.
I know.
Going to carry us through
Yes.
before, so, carry me
Yes.
through before baseball
Before
starts.
baseball starts. Absolutely. Mandy, tell us about your books.
So, you would think I would be full of food, but like, what's the point of talking about Thanksgiving food when this is going to release?
Friday.
So the day after Thanksgiving, and we have talked about Thanksgiving food a lot in previous years. So I came up with some books instead. Barbara Kingsolver is one of my favorite authors. If I'm ever pegged down and have to say what my favorite book is, I say The Poisonwood Bible. I read that when I was doing study abroad in law school, and so that may have something to do with why it's my favorite, because it was a great time to read that book, but I just love that book. And then I think we've talked about Demon Copperhead, her most recent book. I think we've talked about that on the podcast. It was also excellent. Believe it won the Pulitzer Prize.
I think so.
But so I was going back and reading some more of her books, and I'm currently reading one called Unsheltered. And I think it was like 2017, 2018, maybe. And it's also excellent. She just does such a great job of creating characters that you care about. And this one is really sort of the central figure in it is a house. And it goes from modern day, the people living in the house in modern times. And it also flashes back to the people who lived in it back when it
Interesting.
was shortly after it was first built, like in the late 1800s. So, lots of characters
Love
to
it.
care about. And so, I'm really enjoying it. I will say, Demon Copperhead was narrated, I think, was it Tom Hanks?
Maybe.
It was somebody like, that doesn't sound right. That's Ann Patchett's books. Anyway, like a professional sort of book reader read that book. Barbara herself is reading this one for the audiobook, and I will say that I don't enjoy that as much. I'm glad we've shifted to sort of professional people reading. But other than that, I really do enjoy it. So you might want to read that one in a hard, in a real book instead of an audiobook
I
format.
love that.
But any and all Barbara Kingsolver, I highly recommend. I've got another one, Prodigal Summer is also currently reserved on my Libby list. So I'll be going into that one next as well. So yeah, that's any and everything by Barbara Kingsolver.
Love that. I need to read more of hers. So,
For sure, for
thank you for
sure.
that.
Absolutely. So, Katie, talk to us about your favorites.
Well, speaking of sleep, I have found a new sleep supplement. I was hesitant to switch because Those melatonin gummies worked most of the time, but not all of the time, as things tend to do in perimenopause. But I was already ordering the bone and skin supplement from Mary Claire Haver, our friend and menopause expert. And I thought, well, she's got a sleep supplement and it's got more than melatonin in it. So let me try it. Y'all, I mean, it took a few days to kind of maybe build up in my system. I don't know, but I sleep better now than I have slept in a very long time. And I think that has a lot to do with a lot of different things. I think it's the weight loss. I really do, because I don't think I'm snoring as much. I don't wake myself up snoring like I
I
used to.
do.
I think it's, I really do think these supplements help. I'm not a paid anything, but, we like her and we've talked about her supplements before. She has a wide variety of things on there, but it works for me. And so I linked the 3-in-1 sleep supplements for y'all in the show notes.
I will say that when I was last here, Elizabeth, our lovely listener, took me to the liquor store, and actually it was when I was here for my mom, moving my mom. And we got several of her favorite, well, maybe I shouldn't say that. Anyway, I will say I've been exposed to some THC drinks. And
I'm not mad about it. This is a safe
so
space.
yeah, so I mean they're legal. I
Yeah,
mean you can
they
buy
sell
them in
them
the
at the
store,
store. They're legal.
right?
Sound good to me.
Children of the 90s, we will always feel like ooh.
Yes. No.
But mostly when I have tried them before, I have done five whatever milligrams, whatever it is. And I'm always like, well, 1 hour, okay. My sister gave me a 10 last night. I didn't realize. Like she was just like, what do you want? Do you want to? Because she got home and I was at my wit's end with these dogs. And she's like, do you want CBD? Do you want THC? Let me get you a THC. And so she came back with a THC. It's oh, I just forgot the name of them. Anyway. That'll put you to sleep.
Love it.
That'll also make you a little high.
So,
That'll make you a little high, Katie, to the point where you're sitting in the chair and you're like, I don't know if I can stand up.
munchie.
I
I
don't know if I'm gonna be able to stand up.
love it.
I was like, Julie, what'd you give me?
So, I would be interested to see what Julie's thoughts on this are because it's a little bit of melatonin and then two muscle relaxer and mood calmer. So it's got magnesium and L-theanine, which support relaxation without drowsiness and supports muscle relaxation and calming moods. And then, of course, the melatonin. So I don't know what it is about that combo, but I like it.
Listen, go for it.
Sleeping great. And not only, I mean, I still have to get up to go to the bathroom because I mean, here we can, we're old and we do that, but I can always go right back to sleep. And that is revolutionary in my world.
Good.
I know,
Good.
right?
Yeah, the THC, it might have knocked me on my butt at 7:30. I may have given in by, before 9.
I do the same thing.
But I did wake up at like 2:45, so it didn't get me through the night.
So anyway, I've enjoyed it. I hope that it works for you as well if you want to try it. The other things that I have are just some things I've been watching. I love a cooking competition show. I love Alex versus America. And I should probably put that on there too. It's Alex Scornishelli, and then they pit her against these amazing chefs. And this year, their goal is to make her cry every episode because they're not
Well,
just getting random people from all across the country. They're getting like her peers. And she's getting her ass handed to her, and they are making her cry.
Lol.
So this season is Alex Cries Across America. But the one that I really like right now is Tournament of Champions, the holiday edition. It's pairs of people, and they're doing a sweet and a savory dish. And it's, the Voltaggio brothers are competing together for the first time. And if you'd like any of those cooking competitions, you'll know some of these names. But it's really, really good. And a lot of the savory chefs are bringing in these amazing Michelin star pastry chefs. Wolfgang Puck's pastry chef is one of the competitors. And it's just fascinating to watch. And it's really fun. And I like that show anyway. And the holiday version, I highly recommend. So
Okay.
watch that. The other one is a Taylor Sheridan series, which, I mean, Yellowstone was great, but the others have been kind of hit or miss. Landman is really, really good. Season two is back. It's fascinating.
My
Allie.
friend Mandy, who also listens to us,
Yes.
the vet in Mobile, are you remember?
Yes.
She texts me, "Have you watched any of season two of Landman?" I
So
said, "Not
good.
yet." She said in the first episode, the daughter interviews at TCU and it
Yep.
is
It
hilarious.
is the funniest shit. I howled laughing.
She said,
Howled.
I don't know who the actress is, but I hope she's just that good at acting and not that dumb.
Yeah. Which I think so. Like, I've seen her and Allie Lautner interviewed together. And she's been in other of Taylor Sheridan's shows, and she doesn't play that dumb. But I mean, it is amazing. It is amazing. It is amazing. So highly recommend, definitely watch it. The one, there are several new shows of his coming out, and the one that I really am interested in is with Samuel L. Jackson. He's going to be a mob boss in New Orleans,
Oh, yeah.
and so that should be really interesting. So I'm hoping that one's good, but that comes out in ne sometime next year. The other one is on my list. It's not one I have watched, but my friend Jennifer, who we have a lot of the same humor, said that Stumble on Peacock made her giggle so much. And she's not a giggler, but it had made her laugh out loud. And I don't know if you remember that reality show, The Navarro Cheerleaders. Do you remember that show?
Was it called Cheer?
Yes.
I do
It's like
remember
this little
that.
junior college with a blonde, leggy coach who, and then it turns out they're all really bad people who did bad things. So this is kind of a satire version of that. And Kristen Chenoweth is in it. You will recognize the girl that plays the main cheer coach, but I don't remember. I mean, I recognize her, but I don't know her name like I know Kristen Chenoweth. And it is, she said it is absolutely hilarious. And so that is a recommendation that I cannot wait to watch, but I have not started yet because frankly, I'm just stuck on the Americans right now and I can't get off. But
Understandable.
I will say the other thing that I texted you after I got up here, and I haven't bought the rest of it yet because I'll probably buy it before I drive home. Mandy's recommendation last week of Beth's Dead podcast. Y'all, I am sucked in. It takes some hard dog leg right turns that I did not see coming at all. I should have. And now I'm like, so just. It is so good, y'all. You do not have to have listened to the previous podcast that they are talking about. I did not know about those podcasts. I'm sure I would have been a fan, but I did not listen. This is wild with a capital WILD. And I'm telling everybody I know about it. I can't. I just can't.
I can't believe you didn't immediately subscribe. Well, I guess when you started listening, there were several that had been
Yeah,
released.
so there, I got through like the first three on the way up here because I had a bunch of phone calls I had to make too. And I will definitely subscribe, like buy the rest of the season so I can listen the whole way home.
Yeah.
Oh my
I
God.
listened to the first one when it was like they had been talking, it was pre-released, and Monica had been talking about it, and I was like, I'm not buying that. And then once it was started being released, I listened to the first one, and I'm like, yeah, no, I gotta buy it. $6 is worth it.
It is so, I cannot. My mind, like, I wish you could see my face right now, y'all. My mind is so blown by the whole thing. I just
Listen, just
can't.
wait. Even up to the very last episode,
I can't.
you're like, what?
Do
Yeah.
they reveal the big thing? I don't want to spoil it, so I don't.
Telling you.
Oh,
I'm
shit.
not telling you.
I can't.
Yeah,
So
it's
here,
something.
I wasn't gonna talk about this, but I just feel like I should. Have you seen the story about the guy in, not that this has anything to do with the podcast, but have you seen the story about the guy in, where is it, Virginia, West Virginia, somewhere, the football coach who went
Just
missing?
disappeared.
Yeah. Well, now there are 10 charges against him. 10 charges of child pornography and solicitation of a minor. 10 charges. Of course, his wife says now, she says it's all fake, but I'm just going to say about all that, not a drag queen.
Yeah.
Straight white man.
Imagine.
Not a drag queen. Just going to put that out there in the world. Anyway, so that's, I don't know why my mind went there after we were talking about our podcast, but anyway, get that, listen to that podcast. If you're not a podcast listener, I don't care. Go and listen to this podcast. It is fascinating.
Mercy, come here. Mercy's mortal enemy in the world is Lewis's family's clock that chimes the hour every 15 minutes. That's not allowed, y'all. It's not allowed. Sorry.
Love that her mortal enemy is a clock.
That chimes the time every 15 minutes. Listen, we're fine. We're
We're
fine.
fine.
Now
It's all fine.
Gracie had settled down. Now she's starting again. This has been my life.
Yeah. So, how long are you there, Mandy?
I will probably I don't know, okay. I may go right now.
Tomorrow, 5 minutes from now.
Mercy, come on. Come on. Shh. I will probably head home on Saturday.
Okay. And I head home Friday. So, I didn't know. We've mentioned that your sister's got that surgery coming up, but I didn't know if it was like soon and you were just going to
It's
stay.
it will be right before Christmas.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
It'll be very restful for her.
I can tell. Maybe
Yeah,
the dogs need some melatonin or trazodone.
we gotta figure all this out.
Yeah. Maybe the clock needs to go away for a minute.
Or maybe the dogs need to be boarded. I gotta figure all that anyway because I got a deposition in Macon, not a
Oh.
deposition. A mediation in Macon on the 15th. So I got to figure out what to do with her because I obviously will have to bring her to then come up here for Christmas.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I got to
Yeah.
figure all that out.
Fun.
Good times, good
Good
times.
times. Good times. Well, enjoy your Thanksgiving. This will come out the
Thank
day
you.
after, I
You too.
know, but we will see you back in Florida and I'll be back in my homeland of Vienna next week.
Enjoy.
Enjoy, enjoy. Gobble, gobble.